Okay, guys.
Welcome back to Behind the Badge. This week we are going to be going over some misconceptions about security guards. Over the last week I've compiled a fairly short list of things that are big misconceptions that I have run into myself and that other security guards that I speak with on a regular basis have run into. I'm going to try to get this to be a little bit longer than the last episode. Going to eventually try to get it back up into right around the 1 hour mark. Don't remember if I did this last episode though. But I would like to give a shout out to Tyler and Jerry over at Tyler and Jerry Old Fat and Hairy. Jerry's actually the one that got me into podcasting back before he started up the new show, Tyler and Jerry Old Fat and Hairy. If you guys want to go give them a check over at Google Play, iTunes, Spotify. I don't know if they're on Spotify, actually. I know they are on SoundCloud. Go give them a check. Really cool guys. We're just going to try to jump right into this list real quick. Top of my list right here is that security guards are public employees. That is not true for every single security guard. There are some public security guards. I don't personally know any. None of the Facebook pages I work with. I don't know if we have any on there. But there are public security guards. Mostly contracted through city, state, agencies. Most of the time, though, you're going to be dealing with a private security guard. Which basically means exactly what it sounds like. We do it in the private sector. We don't have any government funding, really. It's all funded by our company that we work for. Like I said, that's probably going to be most of the security guards you would ever run into. Usually, I know myself, I prefer to be unseen just due to the site that I work. It works a lot better for me to not be seen as much because, one, I work in a high crime area that absolutely despises anybody with a badge, even though my uniform, my high visibility vest, and my vehicle are all very clearly marked security. A lot of people really don't care. Another thing is I'm here for a theft deterrent. And it is a lot easier to get a description on somebody to pass on to the local law enforcement officials that I deal with here in Topeka, then if they see me and they decide that they're going to run, I can't provide an accurate description. So me being a less seen security guard works better in my mind, being how, you know, I want to be able to help law enforcement out the best I can. Next thing up on my list is that all security is armed. I think I may have touched on this in the last episode, but we're not. Most of the armed security agencies and companies, they usually require you to be 21. That could be different between every single state, excuse me, it just really comes down to what your state's gun laws are. California might be a little wonky with all their fun gun laws and everything. I can't be for sure. I don't speak to any security guards from California. A lot of times, a lot of companies don't like to have armed security on site due to the fact that most people see a badge and a gun, or some states even consider guards who carry tasers as armed security. They see that and they immediately think that we're law enforcement officers. We are not. Most of the time we're just unarmed, to where we don't give such an intimidating presence, I guess. I don't know, I'm not in, like, my client's mind, I'm not in any security client's mind. I don't know what makes them decide between armed and unarmed, whether it be money, or if the client has to pay for the training for the security officers. I honestly couldn't tell you. You can feel free to research and let me know. And let me know if I tell you guys any information that's wrong, if you decide to fact check me. Like I said in the last episode, I can really only speak for my company. So everything else, I'm just kind of really guessing at and going off of what I see would be common sense and what I know from my personal experience with the guards that I speak with. Number three on my list here is that we are not educated or trained. A lot of times, security training is a lot more stringent than you guys think. We're nowhere near military or law enforcement levels by any means, but we are well trained just because we have to observe and report. And most people say that that's just, you know, everybody can just look around and observe, but we have to observe different things. It could be something as little as, there's this one thing here at, say, midnight. I come back through 12:30, 1 o'clock, and it's moved, and I speak with the supervisor of the site that I'm at. Nobody there has moved it. Then we have something where we have client property that is unaccounted for. And it's just the little details like that, or noticing when a fence is cut or a little out of place, and, you know, if it's a calm night and the fence has been moved. You know, it's little things that should be obvious to everybody, but it is so easy to overlook things like that when you go by these things so many times a night. Like at my site, I drive through here, I'd say about 15, 20 times a night. It is very easy to miss things. And, you know, missing things is not really an option with security, because, like I said, we work so closely with law enforcement, and we're supposed to be a crime deterrent. So if something gets stolen, security's slacking in some way, shape, or form. That can be fixed in a multitude of ways. You know, increased patrols, increase the number of officers, increase your amount of cameras in that area, if it, turns into a real problem with that area. Beyond that, you know, we do have
five and three.
And
Adam,
if we get into like the armed security, they have to be trained and certified in whatever they're carrying, whether that be a firearm, taser, handcuffs, baton, whatever that particular security company uses. Education, you know, it varies from officer to officer. All that's really required is a high school diploma most of the time. Some might require law enforcement for armed. Some may require military or college education. It all comes down to the company and the client side. That's all it comes down to when it comes to education and training, is what the company and the client want. Number four on my list is that we need constant supervision. Basically saying that we have to have somebody babysitting us our entire shift and that we can't do anything for ourselves. I'm an overnight officer. I'm the only security officer at my site from 2300 or 11 o'clock clear up until 7 in the morning. I'm the only security guard, so I have to take it upon myself to work independently and know where I'm needed. I know exactly what I need to get done each and every night, and I have to manage my time accordingly. Because a big thing of being a security officer or security guard is being able to work independently. So, you know, getting all your shit that you need done, taken care of, and not having to have somebody breathe down your back to get it done. Because then you're not as effective as a security officer, because now, one, another security officer has to be constantly on you to get your stuff done, and two, you have to take extra time out of your shift to go through, do all the paperwork, or even do extra patrols, or go lock up something that you didn't lock up, or unlock something you didn't unlock. Just real simple shit that people should really already have done by yourself and not have to have somebody say, hey, you need to do this. Or, hey, fix your uniform. You know, it's just things have to get done correctly. Next thing on my list is we're not good with the public. That honestly couldn't be further from the truth. Because I don't know how many of you guys deal with security on a daily, week, on a regular basis. I don't know how often you guys deal with security, but we are a very public job. We deal with the public quite often, whether it be somebody trespassing and we make that decision to go make contact with the person and say, like, listen, I know you're trying to take a shortcut, but this is private property. I can't have you here. Or if you're doing like traffic control into a site where you're signing people in and out, you can't really be an asshole all the time. I mean, there are points. Excuse me. Been a long night. But there are nights where, or sometimes, when you do have to get to the point to where you have to escalate the situation to where you have to be an asshole. Like, if somebody doesn't have what your client requires for them to enter, if they don't have all that documentation, you really cannot let them enter. Because then you don't, like, if they're missing their ID or their work ID, you can't really prove that they are who they say they are. Even if you know them and deal with them on a daily basis, I have people that I deal with at my site that I know on a first name basis because I deal with them daily, or almost daily, you know, but I still have to sign them in. That way, one, I have a record of them on site if an emergency happens, and two, well, just to make sure they are who they say they are. Because if somebody comes in driving a vehicle that I recognize and I wave them through and say, it's Joe Blow down the street, who I have no clue who the hell he is, and he gets in here and he decides that he wants to cause harm, one, we don't have record of that vehicle being on site, so we can't go looking for license plates, and two, I don't even know who he is. I can't give police a description, what he's wearing, how tall he is, his approximate weight. I can't give law enforcement any of that because I don't know. I know my company has a policy against it because that could be a major security breach. Other security companies might not care as much. Other security officers might not care as much, but, you know, I get paid to come in here. I've not asked, not a lot is asked of me, so what is asked of me, I try to do my best at, because then you build that client relationship, and you could end up getting paid more for doing the same job. It also works in the other way. You can get slapped with more responsibilities, and I don't think anybody wants that. Oh, Lord. Next up is that we're just mall cops. To be honest, this one is probably the biggest one to me, even though most of the time when people see security, it's at the mall. That, and with Paul Blart's The Mall Cop movie, don't know if you guys have seen it, you know, people see that and they get the perception that all security officers are like that. Most of the time, we are very professional. We come in, we do our job. We don't do the bare minimum. We always try to shoot above what the client and our company expects of us. And then we go home to our families, sleep, and come back and do it again. This is by no means a glorious job. You're not going to get rich doing it. But, you know, if you want to help your community, it's a great job to be in. Because a lot of us security guards really do care about the public safety. And, you know, safety of the people that we're entrusted to kind of protect. And I only say kind of because, like I've said multiple times now, there's not really much we can do. Even armed security is bound by certain laws and regulations via law enforcement and their company. It all comes down to what their orders are and everything, because every company's different. Just the slightest bit of a difference can actually make a really big difference in whether or not I decide whether I'm going to confront this person who's not authorized to be on my site, or whether I call law enforcement to come make contact with them. I usually prefer to call law enforcement because there's always that chance that they're armed, and I want to go home to my family. And law enforcement is a lot better equipped to deal with situations like that than I am. Next up on the list is that we just clock in and clock out. I pretty well covered that in my last one with just being mall cops. We don't just clock in and clock out. We come here, we do our best at our job that we can do, and try to meet all the clients' expectations and even exceed them. And then we want to go home and see our families and come back and do it again, because a lot of us love this job. Number 8 on my list is that we can handle any problem. Pretty well covered this in other ones as well, where we can't handle any problem. We can only really handle what we are equipped to handle. Like, if somebody has questions on how do they get to a certain area, I can help them with that problem because I'm supposed to know how to get just about everywhere on my site. If somebody says, hey, this guy's in here and he has a gun, I can't handle that problem because I'm not equipped to handle it. Number 9 is that we are too expensive to have. This one kind of gets into stuff that's well above my pay grade, but security isn't that expensive, because you can shop around just like you shop around for a car, a house, car insurance, or any of your groceries. You can shop around with different companies to try to get a better deal for yourself. And most of the time it just takes talking to whoever's working on your contract and trying to negotiate a better price for yourself. Number 10 is that there are no women in security. This one I can debunk pretty easily because when I was a new security guard in September of 2018, so September of this last year, my first site supervisor and my first trainer were women. And let me tell you, my first supervisor, she was a scary old bat, but she was very effective at her job. They work just as hard as us males do. And, you know, it's not really a sex-based career. We accept, if you're qualified, we'll bring you in. And we can all get the job done just the same. And everybody goes home happy. Number 11. Don't know why I'm so tired tonight, I'm sorry. Number 11 is you have to be big and muscular to be security. This comes down to when you go to like a concert or you see your favorite celebrity and they got these big muscular guys standing around them with shirts that say security. you know, not all security guards are like that. I've met security guards that are fit. I've met security guards that were fat. And I've met security guards that are average, like myself. You know, you don't have to be big and muscular. No way, no how, no company really requires it. That's more of a look of intimidation and to be a deterrent. And it's more so for, like, the rich and famous, because they really don't want people messing with them. Number 12 is that anyone can do it. That's also not true, because while most everyone can be a security guard, you know, it just comes down to common sense things like you can't be a felon, you have to be trustworthy, you know, and you have to be good with people and be able to get along with your coworkers. Number 13 is that we are not effective. That is also not true because, like I've said multiple times now, security guards are deterrent. Somebody goes in to rob somewhere and they see that there's security there, they're less likely to rob because they honestly don't know how much that security guard can do. Because we really don't, like, put it out there as much that we do anything and everything that law enforcement does, which we do not. Number 14 is that there's just one type of security guard. That is also not true. Like I've said, there's armed, there's unarmed. Public, private, you know, you have your people that sit at one site all the time, like me, and just, this is our site that we work constantly. There are security officers who will work multiple different sites. I know my company calls them flex officers because they have to have very flexible scheduling. I started out in that, and I could be given one schedule and get the schedule changed 3 times in one day. And you just have to kind of roll with it. And last, but certainly not least on my list, at number 15, is that the job is always the same. That is completely not true, because I have had, just at my current site, I've had super quiet nights where nothing happens. I can just get my patrols done, get my paperwork done, go home and go to bed. And then I've had the nights at my site where I really can't get anything done because either I'm getting called up to let somebody in and sign them in, or I'm getting called to a trespasser who needs escorted off the property. Stuff like that. It's never really the same. But yeah. Again, if you guys have any questions, comments, want to kind of fact check what I'm saying and inform me that something that I said in this episode was wrong, feel free to send me a voice message on here. I'll listen to it and I will try to address them before I get into next week's show. Next week I'll most likely be doing misconceptions about law enforcement. And beyond that, I'm not really sure how it's going to go. We'll kind of take it on a week-by-week basis. And I will talk to you guys next week.